pleasure to introduce our speaker today. Every time I hear Scott, Reverend Scott, there is something that resonates within me. Sometimes two, three, four, five, depending on how long he talks, things come in and they stay, and they stay with me throughout the rest of the day, informing my thinking and enhancing my understanding of spirit. So, without further ado, I'm going to get my pieces of paper out of the way and introduce Reverend Scott Nash.
Thank you for that.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So about, 10 or 11 years ago, I used to go to this Buddhist center in Raleigh. And I used to get there early, just like I do here. Like, that's just something the military kind of drilled into me, so I always get everywhere early. And there would only be one guy there ever early as well. And so I would talk to this guy, and we'd talk about Buddhism and what we both enjoyed about it, just a normal conversation. And he wasn't there every week because he did prison outreach, too, so he would go to the prisons in North Carolina and talk to prisoners and help them be able to think a different way. All right? So one day I was at home. It was late, probably 11 o'clock at night, and the news was on, and I think I was looking at buying a home. I was doing some kind of paperwork, so I wasn't really paying attention, but I was listening, and I heard there was a murder outside of a club in Raleigh tonight. And we have the father of the boy who was killed. And so I'm just listening, and then I hear, and they go, so we're going to talk to him. So he comes on, and he says, I feel sorry for the boy who killed my son and everything that he's going to have to go through because of the karma that he brought upon himself. And I look up, and it's this guy from the Buddhist Center, right? And I was like, wow, that was like the first time that I ever thought, hey, there's somebody who's not actually a hypocrite. And somebody who can actually do this thing that I can't believe that they actually, they actually can do it. They had that inside of them, and they fully believed it and immediately could do it. And then this week, there's that young man whose brother was murdered by the police officer, supposedly on accident. I didn't follow the whole trial. I just know what I heard about it, that she walked into the wrong apartment, thought somebody was in her apartment, killed him. And then you see that brother on the stand, and I'm sure everybody's probably seen it, saying, I love you. I don't have any ill will towards you. I only want the best for you. All these things. So there aren't too many people that I really look up to and go, oh, I want to be like that. But there are two people that I feel that way about, that I just go, wow, those people can actually do it, right? And why is because the whole thing of my whole goal, and what I think all of our goals should be set at, is to reach the point where we are and have unconditional love for everybody else. Now, it's hard to do, very hard to do. But the thing is, we do have all the tools here, and we teach all the tools here how to do it. And that's what all of the tools that we have here actually end up leading you to. So everything there is part of that. The problem really is, I'm trying to build something in my garage right now. Like, I have this idea of something that I want to make. So I went and bought a drill press, and then I went and bought I borrowed a bandsaw from Stan. And I was like, okay, those are the tools that I need to do it. The thing is, I never touched the tools yet. I didn't start on it. Right? You have to put the tools into practice to build the thing that you want to make. And so the thing is, you have to put the tools into practice that we have here if you want to get to where you want to go. Now, there's a lot of craziness going on in the world right now, for one thing, right? I mean, everything, and it's easy to get sucked in to it all, right? And pick sides and all this. But, the Buddha always said, don't attach to anything external. Don't attach your emotions to anything. Don't let anything like that affect your emotions, right? So you have to detach yourself from that. And we believe that too, because the only thing that you really have control over, and you don't have that good a control over, is yourself and your own thinking. But you know, these people that said those things, the one man that forgave and the boy that forgave, what was the outcome of that forgiveness that they gave? Was it a positive into the world, or was it a negative into the world? And it's easy to see that it was a positive, because right when you watch him, you don't think, oh, he should be mad at that person. You just go, oh, that person has love, right? So it automatically puts a love energy out into the world, because they already had that love energy, right? And so it is my belief, I mean, we're here at this place. We decided to come during this time of the Great Awakening, this Aquarian age that is just beginning. Like, we all chose to come here at this time, okay? Everybody did. So everybody has their place to play out in this world, okay? Everybody has their job to do. Now, I believe our job is to stabilize the positive energy that's in the world and help all the people that don't understand the way that we understand, and to help keep the energy stabilized in a positive way so that it can actually flow in. And there's lots of good ways to do it. And the one way that I always think of is, like, you can always have opinions and choose sides and this and that, but it just gets you into an angry state where you just end up accusing, blaming. It all becomes opinion. But if instead you put out a feeling of, what I want for the world is truth, love, peace, a positive outcome. Let everything lead to that and focus on that. Then you've changed it automatically already to a positive way of thinking, a positive way for yourself. And as metaphysicians, what would we rather concentrate on, something positive or something negative? Positive, right? Because positive, you put out, you get back what you put out. So we would never want to put out negative, right? So we don't want to think negatively, we don't want to put out negatively. Now, the other thing that is very difficult to do is actually to put the tools to work and work on yourself, okay? So in the Buddhist, there's like, I don't know what it's called, the eight, what are the eight principles, the eight, I don't know what it's called. There's eight different things, right? Rightful, right thinking, right action, all these things, okay? There's eight of them. And you can look at one of them and then go, I can't do that, right? Go, oh, that's hard. It's hard to look at yourself and evaluate yourself and go, oh, I don't like that aspect about myself and I want to change it, okay? And if you are able to see it and then go, that's one piece of how I am that I wish to change, and you work on it hard, you make it closer and closer to your goal, but at some point you go, okay, I'm tired of looking at myself now again. Right? Looking at your ego and going, what's wrong with my ego? Why does it feel this way? Why does it think this way? How can I change it? Right? And so it's hard to keep on, but you have to keep on going back. Every time you get your second wind, that's when you have to go back again and hit it again. Right? Look again and go, okay, I can do it again now. If you can't do it, just hold on. Do the best you can, because it's very difficult. But it always has to do with this continuing to go on and on and on. So I'll tell you, some of the things like that we do teach here are like, life goes on after this world. We're eternal beings that live forever, okay? So a lot of things come down to perspective too on how we view things, and if you can change your perspective, then you can change how you feel and you can stay always in a positive way, okay? If we know we live forever, then today doesn't really make too big of a difference in the big drop of time. Okay, nothing matters. Everything's going to pass and go, and more things are going to come. And we've seen wars in the past. We've seen all these horrible things happen, but it always passes. Things always go on. We're going to live forever. It's going to keep on coming, and we'll get a chance to keep on learning and doing things. And so the other thing that we teach is like to get rid of anger. You know, anger comes from, a lot of times I think it's based on fear. Like, we get angry because we're afraid of what somebody thinks about us or what something else or any of this. And so all that I have to say is that I just want you guys to put your goal at becoming that unconditional love, because it's always best to put your goals way up a high out of reach, because if you don't make it, you're still going to be closer than you ever would have been before, right? If you set your goals low and make it, if you set your goals high, you'll make it up above where you would have set it low. So you might as well always go for that. And so I just want to say, be the grounding force for this world. Help the people that are having a hard time. There's enough people out there arguing, right, that are never going to come to the way that we think. So there's enough people doing that. So we can be the other side of that, and we can just be peaceful, loving, to the best of our ability, help each other, and stabilize the beautiful, positive energy that's coming and await the changes that are coming. So I bless you and leave you with that. Thank you.